This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon. I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We thank you for joining us and count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. We trust the broadcast to be a blessing to you. Now, I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Fathers, we bow before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this day, this opportunity you've given us to be here on the radio. Pray for each and every one of the listeners, Lord, that whatever their need is today, if you'd be the one to meet it, you'd get glory and honor out of it. I pray today if you'd lead us and guide us. I pray for all the work. Lord, I know you're in charge of it. Help us just get in line with you and know what to do and how to do. Know your will, know what direction you're going in. God, we need you today. I read for the good shepherd, he'd lead. That's what we need today, Father. You just to lead us. I pray you'd give us ears to hear. We'll give you thanks, give you glory, and give you honor. And it all, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements concerning the work that we're engaged in. We'd like to ask you to continue to pray for our children's homes, one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in South India, one in Romania, as well as the feeding centers in Romania, Bulgaria. If you would continue to pray for all the missionaries in those countries, Romania, Bulgaria, especially the Ukraine right now with everything that they're continuing to go through. We're praying that that war ends and everything can move on and God would use it for his glory. Say, well, what good can come out of this? Well, I don't know, but I know I did read the scripture where Joseph told his brethren, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. So I believe the Lord can take this and do some things out of it. Maybe souls would come to Christ that never would have before. Maybe they don't have no hope and somebody can go preach Christ to them and they'd get some hope. But anyway, if you would, you pray for those missionaries and all of that work, and we greatly appreciate it. And I want to ask you to write us this week, if you can. Write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And at this time, we're going to go ahead and go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. We trust you enjoy the message.
I appreciate these children. I appreciate Diane taking time with them. They may, you say, well, they're going to be the church of tomorrow. There may not be no church tomorrow.
Amen.
There may not be no church in the future, but there's one tonight.
Yeah.
Amen.
And we need to let God take over.
Amen.
And Lord God, if these young folks could see what I'm talking about.
Amen.
You see, you can't see it, and I know you can't, and there's no use of me up here talking to you about it. Because you've got your mind on this world. 99% of you. I mean, you're lovers of the world. You're lovers of pleasure. More than lovers of God. And Lord, I wish I hadn't said that. Anybody that would get their mind off of the Lord Jesus and what He's done for us and think about sports and having a good time in this world. And they're going to hell right out of the church pews. I mean right out of the church pew, going to hell as fast as you can go. And they're thinking, boy, that's wonderful. We're having a good time. We got the young folks in. No, you ain't got them in.
Amen.
You might have got them to the house, but you ain't got them in.
Amen.
I mean, Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church.
Amen.
Might as well just go ahead. Upon this rock I'll build my church.
Amen.
I mean, Jesus did say He's going to build one.
Amen.
And He ain't going to build it out of folks playing ball.
Amen.
Playing pool, bowling, skating, skiing. He ain't going to build no church out of that kind of crowd.
Amen.
I mean, He ain't. I wasn't going to preach, but anyway, since it's on my mind, I better just go ahead.
Amen.
I mean, over here in Matthew chapter 16, here's what Jesus said, and it costs something to have a church.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Amen.
And I want to tell you something else about the church. It's not a universal thing.
Amen.
Yet it may be a universal thing, but it's not. The kind that Jesus is talking about here is not a universal church.
Amen.
It's not like the Catholic Church says it is. It's not like some of these charismatics say it is.
Amen.
And by the way, let me say this while I'm on it and while I'm getting to it. I mean, let me say this, and I want you to hear me good and loud and clear.
Amen.
Jesus don't have any ministries outside of the church.
Amen.
I mean, anything that's a ministry that God don't have a church behind it, local, I'm talking about local church.
Amen.
And you say, well, there is no church. Well, they're all local.
Amen.
I mean, this, all them churches in Revelation over there. This in Revelation, they, in the book of Revelation, they was in Asia. They're in Turkey. They're local. They were. That Ephesus, all them places that God mentioned, all of the churches in the Bible, Paul wrote to the churches. He didn't write to the universal church.
Amen.
He wrote to the church at Ephesus. Amen. He wrote to the church Philippi. He wrote to the church at other places. Man, just kept on writing about the churches. And I want to tell you something. All of this ministry. Great God, everybody in the country's got a ministry now. I mean, they say, it's our ministry. It ain't your ministry. You don't even have one. You just got a lie. I mean, it's all a fake. Jesus never done nothing. He never built nothing but a church.
Amen.
That's all He ever built. He never built a tabernacle. He never built a temple. He never built a ministry. He never built nothing but a church, and that's what He said He's going to build. I'm going to read it to you. Well, some of it look like I don't for sure go along with you. I don't care where you do or not. That's it. Matthew 16, Jesus said, when Jesus came unto the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, whom do men say that I the Son of Man am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, and some Elias, and others Jeremiah, and one of the prophets. Now they're just about like we are in this day.
Amen.
Do you know that there's very few people that knows who Jesus is?
Amen.
Very few people that's ever found out who Jesus is. I mean, they wouldn't know him from John the Baptist or Elijah or some of the rest of the fellas. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
They're sitting in churches all over America tonight, have no idea who Jesus is, have no idea if they met him on the Jericho Road. They wouldn't know him, but that's him if you meet a stranger.
Amen.
And he is a stranger to most people.
Amen.
Do you know that Jesus Christ is a stranger to most of this outfit today in this world?
Amen.
They've never been introduced to him.
Amen.
Now, Jesus asked this fellow a question for this reason. And he said unto him, or unto them, whom do ye say that I am? And listen to the answer. Verse 16, Simon Peter answering and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Amen.
That's who Jesus is.
Amen.
He's the Christ. He's the Son of the living God.
Amen.
Now the devil wants to deny that.
Amen.
NIV Bibles and all the rest of them perverted scriptures, Bibles, are lying about who Jesus is.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Amen.
Now, listen, how did he find this out? Jesus said in verse 17, Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. That's who reveals Jesus to you. And you'll never know him till the Holy Ghost comes by, sent by the Father. Because that's who Jesus said he's going to pray, and I'll pray the Father, and he'll send you another comforter. And when he's come, he'll lead you and guide you into all truths. If the Holy Ghost has never introduced you to God's Son, the Lord Jesus, you're going to hell. I mean, there ain't no way out. You may be a preacher, but that still don't have anything to do with it. You may be a theologian, that still don't have anything to do with it. If the Holy Ghost has never revealed Jesus to you, you're lost and on your way to hell. He's the only one can tell you who Jesus is. Well, you say, just read the Bible. No, that don't happen. Might happen, but it don't show you. I mean, you can read the Bible, you still don't know who Jesus is.
Amen.
Them fellas had heard, they'd read. Them fellas wasn't no ignoramuses. They said they was. They perceived that there's ignorant and unlearned. But bless God, they knew who Jesus was.
Amen.
I'd rather not be able to say my ABCs and know Jesus.
Amen.
I mean, I'd rather be able to know Jesus than to know anything that the world's got today.
Amen.
And yet, they said, Peter and John is ignorant and unlearned. Well, he's pretty smart when it comes to knowing who Jesus was. I mean, listen, all these smart dudes that wrote all these Bibles and lied about who Jesus is, the only reason they've lied about it, they don't know who he is. They've never met him. The Holy Ghost has never done nothing for them. They've never run upon the one on the Jericho Road. They know nothing about what these youngins are saying about a while ago. If you meet a stranger on the Jericho Road, that's him. And he is a stranger till the Holy Ghost introduces you. I mean, I don't care who you are. The Holy Ghost has to do it. And you don't get it by saying a little prayer after me or shaking a hand. If you're a repeat, you're going to hell.
Amen.
If the only thing you've ever done is repeated a prayer after some poor preacher on the TV or the radio or some church, and that's what they do now, they say, repeat after me.
Amen.
Back 60 years ago, I got saved. They didn't have no repeaters.
Amen.
They just said, pray.
Amen.
God, help, pray. Well, I prayed. I mean, God help, I just kept praying. And they just kept saying, pray. And sometimes they'd leave them on the mourner's bench for 2 weeks. They'd say, well, you didn't get through. Come back.
Amen.
You say, would they come back? Sure they would.
Amen.
If you ever get a man in a conviction, Holy Ghost conviction, I'm talking about, your time kind. Bless God, he'll be back.
Amen.
You can't keep him out of him.
Amen.
If the Holy Ghost ever comes by, showed him he's a lost duck going to hell, he'll be back. He'd bring him back. Boy, I mean, he'd come back quicker to give the invitation. He'd be on that bench again or down on them knees again. They'd pray with him another night. Set him down on the seat. Send him back home. After a while.
Amen.
I mean, he'd pray and cry. And after a while, Holy Ghost would nudge him and say, trust him. And all at once, he'd just throw everybody off away from him and start shouting the praises of God. And you couldn't keep him out of church.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? I mean, you couldn't turn him out. If you did, he'd come back.
Amen.
I mean, we turned him out every month. We had a meeting every month to turn folks out of the church. Had a business meeting. Caught somebody doing something. Now, we thought we was helping them. I don't know if that is right or wrong. I don't know how you do it for sure. I've never done that. But I watched them do it. They enjoyed it. And boy, you'd turn them out and 1 month and the next month or two, at least not longer than 2 months, they'd be back.
Yeah.
And they'd get up and say, I want to make my acknowledgement. I have sinned against God and the church, and I'm sorry, and I want to get back in the church. And the same old deacon that turned him out would say, I make a move, we receive him back in, and they took him back. Now, that didn't get him out of the body of Christ. That just got him out of the local fellowship because they just didn't want to put her up with a lot of stuff that most of us do today. But you know what's the reason we don't do that? You turn one out now, bless God, he's gone. I mean, it'd take 40 greyhounds to catch him. He'd never come back. I mean, you couldn't find him nowhere. He'd say, Lord, look what they've done to me. Well, look what you've done to Jesus. Look what we've done to the church that Jesus purchased with his own blood. I mean, look what you've done when you get out here and act a fool and sin and show yourself and the world knows you belong to that church. You ought to not bring a reproach on the Lord.
Amen.
Now I'm going to hurry on and I'll get to my text after a while. But I say unto thee. Now he said, flesh and blood is not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. Now he said, I say
Amen.
Also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now they say Peter was a little rock. Well, he might have been. But he said, I'm going to take rocks like you, Peter, that knows God. And I'm going to build my church out of those that have come to find out who Jesus is. Because the Holy Ghost let him know. The Holy Ghost told him who Jesus was. Some of you are looking so wild-eyed at me. You're thinking, well, he ain't never done it to me. And I thought that. I was thinking that all the time. You was thinking, he ain't never done it. I was thinking the same thing. He ain't never done it. I mean, you've been going to church. You come to church. But the Holy Ghost has never told you nothing about who Jesus is. And you wind up going to hell. Because you're so interested in other things, Holy Ghost knows there ain't no use fooling with you. You're not interested in getting saved.
Amen.
Because the first thing wrong with you, you ain't lost yet.
Amen.
Boy, you got to get lost before you get saved.
Amen.
I mean plumb lost, completely lost.
Amen.
Not feel bad, but feel awful.
Yeah.
Horrible. Terrible about your condition.
Amen.
Jesus said, I'm going to build my church. Now, don't you know that he didn't need us to help him?
Amen.
He said, I'm going to build my church.
Amen.
Now, he didn't say, I'm going to build a ministry. He said, I'm going to build a church.
Amen.
He didn't say, I'm going to build some cathedral out yonder. I'm going to build a church.
Amen.
I'm not going to build a building. I'm going to build a church.
Amen.
I'm going to build it out of stones. Lively stones.
Amen.
Stones that's been made alive.
Amen.
Stones that's been saved by the grace of God. That's the one. That's where I'm going to build it. Going to get me a bunch of stones. I'm going to get stones. Peter, if he was a stone, that's what the Lord said. Because the Bible said that he's built, we're built upon, we're built of lively stones.
Amen.
That's what it is.
Amen.
Jesus is the chief cornerstone. He said, this foundation, I'm going to build on this. You're building the church on him. He's building it on himself.
Yeah.
But he's taking all these little stones, putting them together. Hard, stony people. And making them what he wants them to be. Now let me hurry on. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom. Now let me stop right here and go back to the church. And I mean preachers out here saying, you know, I don't believe in the church. And one said to me the other day, he said, you know, it doesn't matter. It don't really matter. He said, I think we just need to drop the name, Baptist. Everybody get together, no matter what you believe. He said, you know, that Baptist is just a name. I said, it probably is, but it's pretty good. Because I said, I blowed his whistle. I shook him up. I said, you know what? It's a strange thing that God, now it's strange that God didn't know what he was doing when he got John the Baptist. Now, John was a Baptist.
Amen.
John the Baptist.
Amen.
That wasn't his name. His name was John.
Amen.
And he got him to baptize Jesus.
Amen.
Now, you know, if you get baptized by a Methodist, you're a Methodist. If you get sprinkled by a Methodist or baptized, whichever. Or a Lutheran, you're a Lutheran. If you get baptized by a Catholic, you're a Catholic. Right? You identify, that identifies you with who you're with.
Amen.
Then you get baptized by Baptist, and that must make you a Baptist. That's the way I think it is. That's the way I got in. How could I get in any other? So I said, you know what? God must have liked the Baptist. Because he got a Baptist preacher to baptize his son.
Amen.
I like it.
Amen.
And I said the Holy Ghost must have liked Baptist because he come from heaven and ascended on Jesus when he was baptized. And then I said, God must have liked the Baptist because he said, this is my beloved son. He's identified himself with old John the Baptist. I like him. He's my son. I'm well pleased with him. And that fellow said, well, I never thought of that. At least a lot of them hadn't thought of it. And the only reason this bunch of peckerwoods is dropping the name Baptist and they're going out there, they're hanking up with somebody that's denying the Lord. They don't want to be identified as nothing. If you don't want to listen, that'd be like me going to the army and not putting on the right uniform and just get me one piece of a German uniform and another piece of American uniform and another piece of a Jap uniform and a Chinese hat and going out here and looking like them and getting my eyes fixed so you wouldn't know whether I was Chinese or what. That's about like this outfit is. They don't know who they are and they don't know anybody else to know who they are. I want you to know that I'm saved by the grace of God. I'm washed in the blood of Jesus. My sins are completely gone. I'm saved forevermore and I'm a Baptist by a birth. I got born again in a Baptist church under a Baptist preacher, baptized by a Baptist, and whatever you think I am, I can care less.
Amen.
Amen.
Of course, now you know, that's just outwardly stuff. I know that. But great God, he built an outward church.
Amen.
He built a church where you could see. Did he not?
Amen.
If you don't believe that, he said, now, a little further over here, he said, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom.
And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Now the Catholics say, they tell me, that Peter got them keys and he crucified him upside down and they dropped out of his pocket. I didn't even know the man had a pocket. All the times I've ever seen him, they wore robes. And I didn't know he had the key in his pocket. He said the Pope got it and he got the key to the kingdom. Ain't that pitiful? Ain't it pitiful? I mean, it's sickly. But everybody said, boy, you know, I know it's about the sickest thing we got in the world. Amen. Is that bunch that says that Jesus Christ. Well, you got to help. Now they're trying to get Mary elevated to where she can help Jesus. Amen. Forgive you of your sins. Hey, let me tell you something, honey. Amen. Jesus didn't have to have nobody help him. Amen. He didn't have to have a soul. He paid for my sins by himself. Amen. Bible said he bore our sins in his body on the tree. I mean by himself. He didn't have to have nobody. And honey, he don't have to have Mary. He don't have to have John the Baptist. He don't have to have none of the rest of them. He's in there himself. He don't have to have some pope. He don't have to have somebody. He's up there sitting on the right hand of God to make an intercession. And the blood's there to take care of my sins. And they're gone. And I'm glad I'm saved. But I'm glad I'm in a local church. I mean, I'm glad that we've got ministries. Yeah, we got them. I mean, we've got about, I guess, somewhere, if all the records is right, over 90 churches come out of this little church here. They're churches.
Amen.
40-some in Bulgaria. 40-some in India. And 10 or more up in Romania. And 4 or 5 over in the Ukraine. And do you know? I mean, Jesus said, I'm going to build my church. And all these little churches got out of here. I mean, we got a ministry. But listen, the church is still ahead of it.
Amen.
I mean, you don't go, you don't bypass the church and get you a ministry.
Amen.
I mean, I've got 4 children's homes. All of them is an arm of this church, a ministry of this church. All the mission work is a ministry of this church. It's a local assembly. We're here and they're there, and God's a blessing.
Amen.
And we don't have to have nobody. Oh Lord, they're getting saved and getting healed, and Benny Hinn don't even know we're living.
Amen.
Ain't that something?
Amen.
I mean, he don't even know we're existing. And he hadn't healed all them folks that God's healing. And a blessing all them folks that God's a blessing. And to put clothes on them folks that God's a clothing. And shoes on the feet of God. I mean, most of that outfit in them ministry will take your shoes off of you instead of putting your shoes on you. Ricky talked to me voicemail the other day from over there. And he gave me, maybe he's on the TV, a telephone. I guess he's on the telephone. He called me. And he gave his shoes away. Went home barefooted.
Amen.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. And until next week, God bless you.